Chuck, could you just briefly comment on the other major clinical trial out there looking at this, again, the second generation of trials like in the HER2-positive situation, the ALTO trial?
Sure. The importance of Herceptin is that in ways we don't completely understand, it shuts down the abnormal activity that is produced by having large amounts of HER2 protein expressed in a cell. And it does that by binding to the part of the receptor that sticks out of the cell, the external part. It's actually the internal part of the cell that communicates with other proteins and actually produces the waterfall effect or cascade of activating signals that ultimately cause the activity. And there are a number of resistant mechanisms to trastuzumab that have certainly been worked out well in the lab, but they're still being evaluated. John had mentioned different trying to understand in patients what are important resistant mechanisms, but they clearly exist because some patients don't respond at all to Herceptin for metastatic disease. We have the patients who fail adjuvant therapy. And there is another drug that has been developed and approved for treating women with HER2-positive breast cancer called lapatinib that basically binds to the intracellular portion, so it shuts it down in a completely different way. And so there is another large international trial being conducted. Basically, the idea that Herceptin has brought us to a point, a substantially better point, but we need to do better still. And so the ALTO trial is basically looking at how lapatinib might be used to improve outcomes. It's a four-arm trial where the control arm gets standard Herceptin. One arm, patients will only receive the lapatinib. They won't get the standard Herceptin. Another arm will give the combination of the two because there has been preclinical work and early clinical work as well showing that there does seem to be a synergy between the two. And this isn't the whole excitement, broad excitement in medical oncology now is the idea of so-called targeted therapy. Understand what mechanisms that are normally controlled in the cell that have gotten out of control that we can shut down. And we know that resistance happens because there are a number of these pathways that are in parallel. And when you inhibit one, these are living cells and they're plastic, so they can activate parallel tracks and things, or they can bypass your block on one pathway. And so what this trial with lapatinib basically is focusing on is hitting the HER2 pathway, two different points, different mechanisms of action. Beth is taking another approach of sort of trying to cut off that alternate pathway. So they're both important ways of trying to deal with the limitations of the Herceptin therapy, just taking different tacks.